we compose our mind, yeah? Then we will commence the puja, develop the faith, sada, virya. Then after that, we will commence the puja. I will on the fan. Namo Bhinsu Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Bhinsu Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Bhinsu Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Mila Pho. Namo Mila Pho. Namo Mila Pho. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, you can be seated. Then we turn to page 4. Okay, you can hang on anyone. Where is me? Where is me? Oh, me has a cow. Ah, look, help, auntie. Let's help it down. We wait for a while, because she just came in. Don't worry. I forgot her name. Queenie, yeah? Queenie. Queenie just came in, so we allow her to make the offering. Then, one of the biscuits we need to offer again before we commence the puja offering chanting. It's okay. Okay. Sadhu. Okay, we will offer this biscuit. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And all the garden, garland. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay. Turn the page 4. Then we will do the puja chanting. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Tetiampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panati pata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adina dana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micacara veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musawada veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Sura meraya majapamadathana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Now we will chant the Padipa Puja, offering of light. Ganna sarapaditena dipena tamadang sina tiloka dipang sambudang pujayami tamonudang. Ganna sambarayutena dopena hang sugang hina pujaye pujani yang tang puja bajana mutamang. Vanna ganda guno petang etang kesuma santatin pujayami munindasa. Siri pada sarorohe pujemi buddhang kusumena nena punnena matena ca hotu mokhang pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tata yati vinasa bawang. Adiva setu no bante paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadave patigang hatu mutamang. Okay, turn to the last page. We will do the puja aspiration. Understanding the significance of offering of light, we shall make the following aspiration. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May these offerings of fruits remind us of the dana parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we'll pay respect to Tripa Jam. Buddhang Pujami. Dhammang Pujami. Sanghang Pujami. Okay, you all can be seated. Okay, good. We can have half an hour of meditation. Eh? We will off the light and you all can start your meditation. Eh? For those who already know how to meditate, you straight away proceed. Eh? For those who are students in the process of training their mind, you continue to train. If you still don't have the spiritual faculty develop, then you may need to do the mind sweeping method followed by metta to decondition your heedless thinking so that your mind can be calm and peaceful. Then after that, you should use whatever skillful means that you are good at to stabilize this mind that you have trained to be calm and peaceful with inner mindfulness within. The stability of this mind state, which is sati, can be developed via various skillful means. You can use any method or technique that you are familiar with. Otherwise, you can use anapanasati as advised by the Buddha. Just relax body and mind, silence everything. Then maintain attention in front of your nostril. Then your mind will detect the breathing. The moment it detects the breathing, then you allow the breathing to move together with your mind, the awareness. When the awareness and the breath move as one, it is in sati without thought. And this is anapanasati. Like the Buddha said, breathing in, the mind is aware. Breathing out, the mind is aware. Then breathing in, a long breath, the mind is aware. Lead breathing out, a long breath, the mind is aware. Then later on, it may transform into short or long breath. Accordingly, you develop mindfulness and you are aware. Then later on, as your mindfulness stabilizes, you will experience a type of spiritual calmness. They call piti or spiritual joy, spiritual rapture. When you experience this, then your mind state is already quite stable, means sati is established. So when sati is established, you just relax body and mind and allow it to be. Then anapanasati will actually develop on its own. Every time the mind wanders off, you bring it back. Do not react to it. Just understand, if the mind is not trained, it will wander off because of mental hindrance, because the spiritual faculty are not strong. Then you continue to train. Until this sati, means the mind and the breath, they move as one. Then you continue to relax into it. Until this piti or spiritual calmness become very, very stable. Then you continue to relax. And this anapanasati, which is mindfulness of the in and out breath, will become very stable. Then after that, you can go on to the next understanding of Anapanasati. You can just, through the Anapanasati, breathing in the mind, experience piti. You experience this spiritual calmness, spiritual bliss, or spiritual rapture. Then breathing out, experiencing piti. Then later on, breathing out, tranquilizing the body, the physical body, means calming the physical body. So it will develop a lot of calmness within your physical body. So breathing in, experiencing piti, breathing in, experiencing the spiritual peace, spiritual calmness. So all this you can go through. Then later on, when sukha arises, again you fully aware, breathing in, experiencing spiritual bliss, which is sukha. Then breathing out, experiencing the same. Then later on, your breath will transform into very, very fine, subtle, long breathing. Then the whole of the breath will become very clear to you. The whole of Anapanasati will become very clear to you. During this time, you are very calm, very peaceful, and very quiet. Then later on, even this very long breathing, they will start to slow down until little or no breathing, until everything becomes very quiet, very peaceful, very still, and very subtle. Then your mind will be in sati. And during this time, the mind which is in sati will experience pasati. Pasati is the tranquility state of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind, the meditative mind. And this is the mind that you need to train, to develop, so that you can experience all the inner mindfulness within, the silence within. And that is the meditative mind. That is the one that can understand many, many things. That is the one that can develop the wisdom, the direct seeing, the direct understanding of Dhamma. Means you can investigate using the mind to develop the second spiritual faculty of Dhamma Vichaya, spiritual Dhamma investigation. Then later on, you will experience all of the essential Dhamma within your own form and mind, starting with the five mental hindrances leading to the five spiritual faculty, then the three evil root, the four noble truth, the dependent origination or dwelling. Then you will also experience all the related essential Dhamma, seven factors, seven enlightenment, etc. Then you can cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness within. All this will lead you to more and more understanding. Then later on, one day, the mind can just awaken and develop the understanding on its own. Okay, I will let you continue your own meditation. Then I will ring the bell in about 20 minutes time. those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who are not, slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Relax body and mind, maintain some more attention. Then we will continue with our invocation to the devas. Turn to page 6. Invocation to the devas. In this universe in their entirety, let the deities come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. Samanta Chakavalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammang Muni Rajasa Sunanto Sakkamokkhadang Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vijja charana sampanno sugato lokavidu Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati Satta deva manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehi Paseko Opanaiko Pachyatang Veditatbu Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ujupatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Samichi patipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Yadidang chattari purisa yukkani Ata purisa pugala Esa bhagavato savaka sangho Ahuneyo, Pahuneyo, Dakineyo, Anjali Karaneyo, Anuttarang Punyaketang Lokasati. Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. We will be respect Triple Gem. Padang Pujami. Dhammang Pujami. Sanghang Pujami. Relax body and mind, then maintain some of our attention. Then we will continue from where we stop. Turn to page 51. Yeah. Page 51, second paragraph. Beings who are not totally with thought, referring to beings who are involuntarily born into the form of another creature due to that creature's thought power, such as the larvas of the mulberry moth, whose body is transformed into that of a wasp through the power of thought of the lone wasp. The wasp readies its nest and place within it some mulberry larva. It then proceeds for 7 days to recite a mantra over the insect. The mantra is simply, "Be like me, be like me." After 7 days, the mulberry larva becomes a wasp. So this is Xuan Hua's commentary. Yeah? Then beings who are not totally without thought refer to those whose body are originally thoughtless matter, but who comes into existence within that matter due to the longing of the parents. Consequently, those beings become possessed by extremely bizarre thoughts. So these are the various type of birth that can happen. That's why sometimes you will see very strange things happening in nature. You can look at certain tree. Sometimes for no reason, it's like two persons wrapped together inside there. And sometimes within the branch or what, you can see all this phenomena. So a lot of these are mind-make. Then they arise because of condition. So these are the various possibility of birth. Then the next one is, I must cause them all to enter Nirvana without residue and be taken across to extinction. Means, as a bodhisattva, when you cultivate this way, you not only take across living beings, you have to take across all types of beings. So all these are the various possibilities of formation of life. Then Xuan Hua said, the eye here is the false eye of the bodhisattva, used expediently to communicate with living beings who still possess the view of self. All of the 10 classes of living beings in the three realms, you know what are the three realms in there? Yeah? Our 31 plane of existence, the Buddha break them down into the three realms. What are the three realms? First one is what? Yeah? The three type of loka. First one is what? Yeah? The lower rhyme. What are they? They are called what? The Pali word is kamaloka. What is it? What is K-A-M-A? This one no K-A-R. K-A-M-A. What is kama? What is kama tanha? Tanha is craving. What is kama tanha? First type of craving, essential craving, isn't it? So karma kangha essential, clearly. So karma essential. So kamaloka is what? Ah, the sensual rhyme. Understand? You have the first kamaloka. They belong to the four willful state, the human rhyme and the deva rhyme. Their sense experience are very strong, predominated by sense pleasure, sense experience. That's why it's called the sensual rhyme, where your five senses together with the mind, the six and all, they are very active within this rhyme. That's why the consciousness that is trapped inside the form can experience suffering. But likewise, you can experience the joy, the happiness, the sensual experience that comes with the senses. That's why when you have delusion, you perceive them with negativity, it becomes suffering. Then when you are deluded on the other extreme, you attach, cling and grasp onto them, it becomes sensual pleasure, understand? Then all type of sensual experience or sensual pleasure is a prelude to suffering. Because when you attach, what happens is this is a phenomenal world with the universal characteristics of impermanence. So what will happen? Every sense experience that you experience, they will come to what? They will come to an end because they are impermanent. They will cease to be. Then when you cannot get what you want, what happens? That's why if you attach and cling to any of this, suffering will follow you. That's why when you cannot get what you want, you suffer. So you need to have wisdom. So the sensual rhyme has this danger. That's why you do not cling to both extreme. Sensual indulgence and self-mortification. You have to transcend duality. You have to develop equanimity of mind, understanding. Otherwise, within the sensual rhyme, it's not easy to be free of suffering. So that is the first rhyme, Kamaloka. Second rhyme is what? The higher rhyme, you go up. After the Deva plane is what? You have the Brahma plane. What are they? They are the? The notes given to you are all forgotten. 31 plane of existence. You never read. The Heart Sutta and all those things in the appendix. After Kamaloka is what? Deva is part of Kamaloka, sensual rhyme. After the Deva is Brahma. Brahma is what? Rupaloka, the form world. How many rhyme? Rupaloka. 16 rhymes of Brahma Loka. They are from the form world. That's why they exist in form. Their senses are very different. They have attenuated most of it. That's why they abide within the four Brahma Vihara state. They will develop a lot of loving kindness, metta, a lot of compassion, karuna. Then they rejoice a lot, mudita. Then they got a lot of equanimity, upekkha, because they are always in jhana or in concentration. Their mind is very calm, very peaceful. So these are the rhyme of the form. Because they are in that jhana state, the form rhyme, they don't experience much sensual desire. That's why the five spiritual faculty, they are also not developed. And likewise, the five mental hindrance, they are also suppressed and cannot arise. So this type of rhyme, this type of being, they develop energy field, concentration. That's why it suppresses all of the five hindrance. So the five mental hindrance, they cannot arise. Even when you hit the first jhana, they cannot arise already. But they are not rooted out. They are all being suppressed. All this happened because they use concentration, energy field. Then they abide within the four Brahma mind state. they call it the Brahma Vihara. So because of that, their spiritual faculty are not strong. They have not developed wisdom, which is the most important. Then they don't have real sati. They have the calm mind born of concentration, jhana, one-pointedness, or absorption, continuous mindfulness. So these are the form of the rhyme, the form rhyme. Then above this Brahma rhyme, they have one more rhyme. The four, what is it? The formless rhyme, very good. Arupa Loka. So remember, now we go back again. Kama Loka, Rupa Loka, then Arupa Loka. So these are the three rhymes. You want me to write down or not? Do you need me to write down? I better write down. You can go back and check your notes. So this one will help you develop better understanding later on. If you want to go the Bodhisattva way, you have to understand this one. Within the 31 plane of existence, 31 plane or rhyme of existence, existence. You have the three rhymes or the three loka. First one is Kama Loka. So this one is called sensual rhyme. Then you have the Rupa Loka. Rupa Loka is called the form rhyme. Then the last one is Arupa. So Pali word, you put the A in front, it become the opposite, formless. Arupa Loka. So this one is the formless rhyme. So this one, you have the four woeful state plus the seven deva rhyme. So this one got 11. Then this one got 16 Brahma rhyme. Then this one got 4 formless rhyme. So 11 plus 16 is 27, plus 4 is 31. That's why the 31 plane of existence. So now it's clear, okay? 31 plane of existence. You know this four willful state, isn't it? What are these four? What are these four? Animal rhyme? Some more? Peta, hungry ghost. Hell and human. Manusa. Okay? So this four is without the human. The human is up here. One plus the deva rhyme. Under the sensual rhyme, they subdivide into the happy rhyme and the suffering rhyme. So this one, the woeful state, they call it Kama Dukkati. Sorry. Then the other one is Kama Sukati. Sukati is the happy rhyme. Dukati is the suffering rhyme. But I don't know why they spell it as D-U-G-A-T-I. Dukati. So within the sensual rhyme, you have the sensual rhyme of suffering. Kama, Dukati. Then you got the sensual rhyme of happiness or joy. Kama, Sukati. So Manusa, which is the human rhyme, is classified as Kama Sukati, which means you are born in the happy rhyme. But the funny thing is, a lot of human beings, they are not happy. They actually born into a happy rhyme, but they go through suffering because they don't understand life. And when you don't have the Dhamma, when you don't understand life, happy rhyme can become suffering. That's why the Buddha explained, within our human rhyme, we can experience all sorts of other rhymes experience. You can be like in hell when you are suffering, misery. Then when you have a lot of anger, you are like demon. Then when you are very deluded, you are like animal. Then when you have a lot of greed, you are actually like the hungry ghost, the peta. So he said you can experience them all. Then the other one is where you have a lot of joy, a lot of happiness. You are like in the deva rhyme, experiencing all those sensual pleasure, all those good mind state, good life. Then when you meditate and develop calmness, spiritual peace, energy field, you can become like the Brahma rhyme, the form rhyme. You experience all the jhanic energy field, the jhanic factors. Then you experience a lot of calmness, a lot of peace within. The five jhanic factors, you experience them. Vitaka, vichara, then you have this, what they call piti, sukha, and ekagata. So the first two is vitaka and vichara. Vitaka is called applied thought. Then vichara is sustained thought. When you sustain that thought on that object of meditation, first you apply your thought. You keep on focusing, concentrating, like the kasina, the element, earth element, water element, or wind element, or fire. So you keep on focusing. Then you sustain the thought. Or you focus on the light, whatever light, or any of the meditation object, like those Dhammakaya, Samarahang, Samarahang, you keep on repeating and focusing, concentrating, then sustaining that thought. Then after a while, it becomes very calm because energy develop, concentration develop. Then you will experience piti. When the mind has no thought, you will experience calmness, spiritual rupture. Then as you continue to focus and concentrate, then it will become very much more refined until you experience sukha, a very blissful state. Then your mind settle down into one-pointedness. It will not run. It will stay there. And all the energy will build up. Because when you are in one-pointedness, wherever you locate your mind, the mental energy will go there. That's why they got no other choice except to push it up and to develop all the energy field, psychic or whatever. Because they got no outlet, they have to use it. Then some monks, they are more careful. They use it to radiate loving kindness, metta, develop compassion, develop a lot of joy. That is the Hindu way, the traditional way. Way of the Kundalini, yogi and all those things. Then they try to temper with their chakra. Then they try to develop all sorts of energy release from all these chakra. That's why they develop psychic, various types of psychic manifestation and psychic ability. But when the Buddha came, he realized all this is still within the field of thought. You will not free the living being. It will instead cause them to have different type of existence. And then when they take existence up there, they live very long. Some of these formless rhyme, they can exist for a very, very long period of time. Even the shortest one is also don't know how many kapas or aeons. So when you reach the highest, it's very, very long, very long. They exist very long. So they believe this is enlightenment. This is the ultimate salvation. That's why the two teachers of Sakyamuni Buddha, Alara and Udaka, they finally cultivate until the seventh and the eighth jhana, means the highest of the highest and the second highest of the four formless rhyme. So after their death, they know they will take birth there because their mind state has been cultivated and developed until the formless rhyme type of mind. Then they make vow. They aspire to take birth there because they believe that is their salvation. So that's why they are stuck up there for very long, very, very long. And especially the last two, the what they call rhyme of nothingness. Like there is nothing at all. Then the final rhyme is even more subtle. The rhyme of neither perception nor non-perception. Means the mind like don't exist at all. Like you can neither perceive or there is no perception. But there is a mind because that mind is so fine, so still, so quiet, so silent. It's like it can exist for very, very long. Yeah. Then the rhyme of nothingness is like your mind totally got nothing already. Nothing really. Then the first of the formless rhyme is they will develop this understanding that space is infinite. Then their mind can travel through this infinite space. Then they experience that type of jhana, that type of calmness, the formless rhyme. Then later on, they experience infinite consciousness. Consciousness is infinite. Yeah. But all these are the formless rhyme. You exist in that type of consciousness. The consciousness that allow you to perceive the infinite space, the infinite consciousness. Then the consciousness that allow you to perceive like the whole universe is empty, nothing. And that one is not the real emptiness. That is still within the field of thought. That is the perceived nothingness. Yeah. But it's not like that. The real Nibbana is not like that. Then the last one is, of course, you develop the mind until it's so subtle. Like you can neither perceive or not perceive. That's why you call the rhyme of neither perception or non-perception. These are very fine mind state. Yeah. But with the advent of Sakyamuni Buddha, of a Sammasambuddha, then he revealed to us there is the unconditioned that can allow you to transcend birth and death, to liberate from the sensual rhyme, the form rhyme and the formless rhyme, and to go beyond birth and death, to realize the unconditioned. Yeah. So that was a revolutionary teaching. That's why when he came, he teach mindfulness, awareness, that enable you to connect and link to your true mind, your true nature. And this is what you need to cultivate, to develop the clear understanding. That's why those who touch the psychic field, thought base, they will be trapped for quite a while, unless they have their special past cultivation and also their vow or their aspiration, which actually help them to come out of it. Then when they have this condition or parami, then when the condition arise, they will know how to release out the energy field, the concentration. Then they develop daily mindfulness, and then they can also awaken. not a problem. In fact, during the Buddha's time, a lot of his disciples, they go through energy field first. That's why they develop all the jhana, like what the Buddha went through. But then the Buddha realized, despite perfecting all the jhanas, he is still not satisfied, because he knew his search was something beyond. Yeah, he wants to understand what is birth, what is death, then who is the one that experienced always sickness and death. That's why he saw the four signs, you remember? And he left the palace. He said, if a human body one day can become so old, so haggard, so fragile, so weak, and get sick and finally die, then he said, as a human being, I have a problem. Yeah, he thought this was him. That's why he renounced the world to seek an answer to this question, to this inquiry. Because he realized all of the happiness that the Father has given him, the four palaces for the four seasons, everything. Despite everything that he experienced, he realized these are not going to last. These are temporary. Because the moment he hit old age, he gets sick. And he died, he got no answer. Because what he saw when he went out and he asked the attendant, you mean one day me too, this body, will be like this old person, so weak, so fragile, and so haggard. Then when he saw the sick person, he said, you mean one day my body also will become so sick, so miserable, so full of pain and suffering. Then finally he said, you may even die. Then he said he got a problem. That's why he straight away determined to renounce the world. Despite the fact that the wife was about to give birth to a newborn baby soon. So that reason for his renunciation is very important. That's why you have to look back. That's why despite all the jhana, he realized he still have a problem. He has not overcome old age, sickness and death. He still have not break free. That's why he continued to meditate on his own. He continued to develop the physical health. He started to eat again. He realized you need nutrient. You need to have a proper body that harmonizes the mind to develop the clarity of mind and to develop the appropriate meditation. Then finally he realized when he connect underneath the Bodhi tree that night, and he inherited all his perfection. Then he realized that this so-called human being, the form of mind, is not him. This is karmically conditional for him to use to experience life, to live life. It's just a vehicle and a tool. And then he got no more problem. Then he realized all his sickness and death pertain to the physical form, not him, which is made of element that goes the way of nature. Then the consciousness is conditioned arising, dependent originating, not a permanent unchanging entity. Then he can say, this is me, this is I, therefore this can be mine. And there is no such thing as eternal life within the conditioned world. That's why he realized the three universal characteristics of impermanence leading to suffering and ultimately non-self and empty nature. The non-self empty nature is the most powerful. That's why he is no longer deluded. That's why he does not cling. That's why he is free. Then he went back and tell the five ascetic. Then after he proclaimed the first sermon, Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, straight away one of them, Kondanya, become a Sotapan. Then when he continued with the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, means the Sutta on Anatta, which is non-self and emptiness of existence, empty nature of existence, all the five become Arahant. How come it's so easy? It is very easy, actually, because this is the truth, this is the Dhamma. This is the understanding. The moment you understand, your mind awakens and you're free. And it will cease. It will not be deluded anymore. That's why this teaching is very powerful. That's why before the coming of the Buddha or advent of the Buddha, before this teaching of his come to this world, escape from the conditioned world is impossible because they use thought. And if you use thought, you will be within the field of thought. You cannot free from thought. And what is thought? Egoic. Subject to karma. That's why he said, our five aggregate of form and mind, this so-called human being or living being, this is born of your karma, heir to your karma, conditioned and supported by your karma. This is what you are because of your karma, every moment, every instant. That's why if you use this, you were never free. But if you use this with understanding and develop the wisdom through the sati or mindfulness that you have developed, then you connect to the true mind, and this true mind has the clarity to insight into phenomena and awaken to the characteristics of nature, of all phenomena, their impermanent, their suffering state and non-self or empty nature, then the mind realizes itself and ceases. That's how it liberates. Because it's no longer deluded by the phenomenal world, by the world of consciousness. And then they will realize like what Kuan Yin Bodhisattva realized under the Heart Sutta. The five aggregate of form and mind, they are empty. That's why when you recite the Heart Sutta, Kuan Yin started off by saying, when he was contemplating the what they call profound prajna, then he illuminated the five aggregate of form and mind with that wisdom. Then he realized that they were all empty. That's why you chant Guan Zi Zai Pusa. Then while he was contemplating or cultivating the paramita, the wisdom paramita, then he illuminated the five skandhas or five aggregates of form and mind. Then he realized they were all empty. That's how he awakened. And he crossed the stream, liberated the mind. So all these are very beautiful understanding. Then when you can have this understanding, your mind become different. Because this form and mind, when connected to that nature that awakened, the wisdom is there, understand? The wisdom, which is the understanding that is connected to this form and mind, will make sure this form and mind is no longer deluded by the phenomenal world. That's why you can say this form and mind is enlightened. But this fellow is not you, understand? This one is condition arising, causal phenomena, dependent originating. It is subject to change. It is impermanent. If you deludedly grasp and cling, suffering will follow you, will arise in you. And because it's impermanent, it's not a permanent unchanging entity where you can hold on to, grasp onto and cling onto and say, this is me, this is I, therefore all this can be mine. That's why the Buddha asked under Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, is the body self, is it? Is feeling self? Is perception self? Are your thought, mental state, sankhara self? Is consciousness self? If it's self, it will not lead to suffering, correct or not? If it's self, it will not lead to change. It will be eternally the same, understand? But because it is not self, that's why it leads to suffering. It follows nature's law. It decays because it is condition arising, dependent originating. When condition like that, it's like that. When condition ceases to be, it ceases to be. That's why it's impermanent, empty, no reality, not a permanent unchanging entity. That's why you cannot cling, you cannot grasp, you cannot hold. And this understanding is very, very powerful, very important. And when you have this realization, when you insight into all phenomena and realize that they are all like that, that's why finally, when your mind transforms, when you become heedful, you will see all this. That's why I always share with you all, truth is everywhere in the midst of life and nature. What are truth? Universal characteristics of existence, impermanent, suffering state, non-self and empty nature. They are everywhere in the midst of life and nature. Why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. Because when you are heedful, silent without thought, you will see them all. They keep on manifesting every moment, every instant. That's why the real cultivation is very different. It has nothing to do with thought. So this teaching of the Buddha is very, very unique and very different. It's very revolutionary. Even until today, very few people can understand his teaching, can understand what Nibbana is. That's why Nibbana is the unconditioned. You cannot talk about it. Is the cessation of form and mind, the complete cessation, form and mind cease to be. Even the pure awareness, pure consciousness, no more. So all this is what the teaching is all about. When you can develop this understanding, you will awaken, you will transform, and you will become very different. Okay? Any question or not so far? Oh, today very good, very early, 9:40. So we still got 40, 50 minutes. Okay, we go on, if you don't have questions. The I here is the false I of the Bodhisattva, used expediently to communicate with living beings who still possess the view of I. So this is Xuan Hua's explanation, which is quite good. But he didn't explain to you what is this I, understand? What is this Atta? You remember last Tuesday, I explained the thing? What did I draw? Oh, I rub off already. I draw the skeleton, the human being and the consciousness triad. That one is the five aggregate of form and mind. That one is the fake one, understand? The false you. That one is the sakayaditi, self-delusion. You grasp and cling and think that it's you, then you have delusion, self-delusion. Then you will suffer. Then you will not awaken. You will be trapped by it. So this one, the commentary of Senua say the I here is the false one. The false I of the Bodhisattva. But all Bodhisattva will know one. This one is not them. Even the Sotapan will know. And they use it expediently. See, this is exactly what the fifth patriarch told the sixth patriarch. You remember? Yeah. And he came to great enlightenment. He said meditation is just so simple. Just to realize the two mind, the true mind, and the mundane mind and the conditioned arising mind. Then when you awaken to it and realize, you must know how to use this mind and yet not trapped by it. Not deluded by it, not what they call affected by it. Understand? That's why he came to great awakening. This form and mind is karmically conditional for you to use. That's why you use it, but without attachment, without delusion. Then you will awaken. Then life becomes beautiful, meaningful. Then you know no one die, nothing die. He know you, he know me. Then you can use it without worrying about it getting old, getting sick and die. Then it become a completely different understanding of life. Then you got no more worry about life. You cannot be like deluded people who go and worry about life, worry about this form and mind, worry about the loved ones, worry about your wealth, your property, and all those things. Because Sakaya didn't, no more. You awaken. And you understand clearly the phenomenal world, their universal characteristic. That's why you understand who you are, what you are, that this is not you. Then you know how to use. That's it. Then you become so beautiful. Then you know how to abide within. You all read this Christina's sharing, isn't it? Huh? Christina today sent out. Did you all read her sharing? Huh? Oh, sorry. Tuesday class, Thursday class don't have. She shared in the Mahayanamitta website. I must read this to you. That's why you all must rejoice. I tell you, surprisingly, huh? she really progressed a lot. She can have this type of understanding so fast, you know. Okay, now I open the WhatsApp. Huh? I remember it's in the Mahayanamitta website. Oh, Cameron Retreat, Sadhu. Cameron Retreat, Cameron Retreat. Wow, too many of this website. Not the organizer, Oh, okay. Cameron Highland Retreat. Okay. Where did it go to? I search, search faster. Cameron, okay. How come all Brother Theo Cameron Highland organizer? What Na Long? It's not in the organizer there. Oh, Cameron Yogi. Okay, okay. Cameron Yogi. Ah, Sumeru or Cameron? Ah, yeah, Cameron Yogi. Got it. Okay, thank you. Ah, listen, She said, sadhu to all organizers for this retreat to have the condition to happen yearly. Means all those Kayamita who has been helping out to organize this retreat. I think plus this year is the fourth year, isn't it? Is it the fourth or the fifth year? I also cannot remember. Fourth year. You listen. Is it? I'm blessed with all the condition to have this retreat as I benefited a lot, as I had benefited a lot. Most importantly is, he put in inverted comma, this is what she described. We see how beautiful our true mind is, without grasping or clinging into anything, into things. The truth of Dhamma is the ever best I have understood in this lifetime. Sadhu again, is it, brought you for the profound Dhamma, sadhu. Can't wait for the March retreat. See you all again. Then I replied, sadhu, Christina, for your good understanding. Because any cultivator who realizes the true mind and see the beauty of the true mind will have this understanding, this joy. Yeah, that is the most beautiful experience. That is the most beautiful understanding. Because when you can stay there, you will understand many, many things. That's why he said, that one doesn't grab, doesn't cling, no word, nothing. And that is the most beautiful. And that one is the one that can give you understanding, wisdom, eternal life. All of the beautiful experience of meditation, the true meditation, not psychic, not energy field, you can experience within that stillness, the silence. that true mind, which is not in energy field, not in a conditioned state, you will experience all of the stillness, the tranquility, the awareness, the pure awareness. Then the silence within, the joy, the pity, whatever, that arise as a byproduct of that nature. Then this nature can see, can understand, can develop wisdom, can awaken. Then when it awakens, it understands everything. It's so beautiful. That's why he said that was the greatest understanding that she had developed this lifetime. And this is something cultivator can realize. It's not difficult. Then the next book which is coming out, this one also equally beautiful. I just sent out today for final proofreading. Hopefully before the end of this week we can wrap it up. So those who receive this, I think I sent to those who help in the transcript and the proofreading. So now is I have incorporated all your comments and whatever that need to be incorporated. Then I have read through the first round. Then I send out now to you. Don't look at the grammar or those things anymore unless it's really a mistake. You just read through and make sure the flow of language, no spelling mistake, no error, and all those things. And then we can wrap it up. So this part is something that you all will develop clearer understanding about the practice and the cultivation, because that talk is a very unique one. It summarized to you all of the understanding of meditation in a very beautiful way. Well, that night the condition was very special. Okay, I try to read you certain excerpt of the transcript. For this one, you should thank Sister Lily. The Subang one, Lily Lee Shuat. What? I forgot her name. Lily Lee. Then Puan Chi. Both of them did the transcript. The, what they call, the draft transcript for me to go through. Okay, I have it now. Okay, I put here, attached here with is the final version of the above transcript for your final proofreading. To detect any error in spelling, etc. And I incorporated all the appropriate comments and amendments sent to me earlier on. So do use this final version for all future correspondence. If you are helping me, you detect any, in order to save time, you just mark the page number, then highlight it and write your comment over it. Then take a WhatsApp shot and send it to me. Then I will update it very fast. Okay? Don't have to send email. Then I put here as I hope to finalize the document for final printing by next week. So do give me your feedback via either WhatsApp or email by this weekend, 23rd January. Then I requested Brother Tune to help print me a final hard copy for my final checking and incorporation of error after the proofreading comments are received. So I will use a red ink pen to go over it. Then I pass back to Brother Tune, who will finalize the document. So this is a very useful transcript. Now I will try to open up the attachment. I will read to you this part so that you can have a good sharing. Okay. So the title of the book is Important Meditation Instruction Needed to Understand the Meditation as Taught by Lord Buddha. this one is a bit small on the handphone. I have to use. Oh, can. I can expand it. Luckily, can. Okay, I will skip the preface and all this thing. Then I straight away will go into this part. The Pali chanting, or I think this part is the description of the thing. Of mindfulness, everything is there. Okay, maybe I share this part with you. I would like to share some important Dhamma understanding with you all. Just now while doing the puja offering, we develop the faith and we rejoice. Apart from developing the spiritual faculty of faith and rejoicing, you can also develop mindfulness. This part, Tuesday class, I didn't talk about it. But those who listen to the recording will know. So now you listen attentively. This is for you, Tuesday class. You can develop mindfulness. Mindfulness can be cultivated in many ways. Mindfulness of our kaya, which is our physical body, of all our action and all of our movement. Also, be mindful of what you observe and perceive through your consciousness is another important aspect of mindfulness. When you have developed the spiritual faculty of Saddha, Virya, Sati and Samadhi, you will be calm and composed. Hence, there is clarity. You will then become different. After that, your mindfulness and heedfulness will become very natural. This is how you cultivate. This is how the cultivation can become very effective and different. Even the puja you are partaking in will be different. Will be done with full understanding. And you can be very, very heedful with a lot of joy most of the time. The cultivation of these spiritual faculties can also become very meaningful and give rise to very penetrative understanding. And now I describe. When your hands move to receive the offering, and as you rejoice, you are aware. How many of you can do that when you are doing the puja? When you raise your hand to receive, you are fully aware. Then you hold, you rejoice, offer to Triple Jack, you're fully aware. Then you turn, you move, and you pass it on. You can do that. Your daily mindfulness will improve tremendously. Means no thought. There is only awareness and joy. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. As you recite awareness and that thing as one, then your movement, then whatever you perceive within your field of vision, what other people do, that is sati, that is mindfulness. Specific phenomenal awareness you follow. That's why you become very different. You are not like before. Hitler, think a lot. All sorts of funny thoughts go through you. Where you're hardly aware. So this type of sati is very different. This type of sati, when you have developed it, it can transform you. And your daily mindfulness will become very, very beautiful. Okay, I read on. As you observe all this movement and phenomena with mindfulness. I skip one sentence. Then as you offer the puja offering to the Buddha or the Triple Gem, again you are mindful. Then as you move and hand this offering over to your fellow Kayanamitta ship or Kayanamitta, you are also mindful. And you all develop the joy via rejoicing by reciting sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. As you observe all this movement and phenomena with mindfulness, you will become more and more heedful. Then later on, all this mindfulness training that you do will become your new way of living life. I don't call it a habitual tendency because this is done with heedfulness, awareness and mindfulness. From a heedless way of living life, which result in habitual tendency, now you are able to develop a new way of heedful living. And when you can do everything in life this way, with the same type of faith, awareness, and heedfulness, you will become very different. And you are then destined for enlightenment, as described in Dhammapada verse 21. And this is what Appamada, or heedfulness, is all about. Now let us look at the whiteboard. This was written long ago, and it was not dropped off, because these are the important essential dhammas that you all need to develop the clear understanding, so that you all can meditate with understanding. Look at the top right hand corner. I mark it with the word most important. Appamadena sampadeta, meaning strive on with heedfulness. Appamada is heedfulness. That one quality of mind is the most important. If you cannot be heedful, the Buddha said, you are as if dead spiritually. So this is something you have to bear in mind. When you have that understanding, everything becomes Dhamma. Everything becomes a part of heedfulness. So the next time when you do puja, you must try to develop this understanding. It will transform you and make you very different. So this is a very important understanding. Then I will skip the rest and I will go to the end. Now turn to page 4, the chanting book. That one all? No need already. We have gone through. Okay, then the meditation instruction. I give all this one. This one I can skip through. These are very important also, but I can skip through. You wait till the book come out. Then you listen to it. Then I will just come to the important part. How come the paging is in Romanized letter, Brother Teo? This one that I copy from yours and amend one, they are all in Roman lettering. I don't mind if it's... you saw? The paging at the bottom. Oh, yours is in number. How come mine is in Romanized one? Maybe this... this handphone translate until... Yeah, I remember yours is in number one. Oh, your phone also number. Mine, how come become Romanized? Never mind. Anyway, I think this handphone try to be smart, maybe. Okay, I go on. I am now at page 16. Very fast, can skip. There is a lot of good advice there, but I want to read you one part. I asked them to do the transcript. Oh, this one, the instruction is very long. Very good. Oh, okay, then 15 minutes of meditation. Even explain the meaning of the salutation to the Sangha in very much detail. This one is very good. Okay, this is the final summary. Huh? Okay, so that is the part on cultivation that I wanted you all to bear in mind. Hopefully, you can go back and develop this understanding. It will help you to speed up your cultivation. Okay, now we will open up for meditation reporting and Q&A. Anybody wants to report their meditation or ask any appropriate or relevant question, whatever question that is related to the teaching, the meditation or understanding of life, you can ask. Then I say, why is everybody so quiet? I already told you, don't be shy. Who is shy? The thought is shy, not you. Your nature is beautiful. So whatever that arise, just be natural, just inquire and ask. Or report your meditation. If not, then what do you want me to share? Ah yes, Christina, thank you for asking the question. So this part I will read to you, Christina's question, which was very good. Question 1 by Christina. He said, good evening, Brother Teo. Just now during the meditation towards almost the end, I felt there is a very bright light from the Buddha Rupang over there. This was in the Thursday class. Then I replied, ah, oh, very good, and sadhu. Then Christina continued. He said, then it is very still here, pointing to the heart area. She felt very still. Then after that, she said, she felt very still at the heart area. Then I said, yes, I understand. Your heart is very still. And there's also a lot of calmness inside. Yeah, he said, I felt so calm and peaceful. Then the flow of, then I answer, I interrupted. I said, yeah, I know the flow of joy, right? He said, yeah, the joy, the pity. These are very good mind state, and sadhu to you. Very good, and thank you so much for sharing this, because this is what meditation is all about. Meditation can bring about. This is what meditation can bring about. When you have developed the faith and the understanding, then you will know how to relax, silence your mind, and meditate with understanding. Then you will experience this stillness, this calmness, this inner peace and inner joy. When the mind is peaceful, quiet and silent and still, it is luminous. That's why it's bright. Then in this case, it's just like what she said. It's like she can see the brightness coming from the Buddha Rupang. This is possible because when your mind state in meditation has the faith, many things can happen or manifest. So if you have the understanding, it can bring forth the condition for you to have more faith. The only criteria is you are not attached to this so-called happening. You don't go and cling onto it and say, wow, this is special meditation, meaning I have got this special ability or power. Meditation is not about developing psychic power or special power. It's about cultivating wisdom or understanding. When the faith is there, the condition will arise. Then this phenomena can manifest and it will give her more faith. And she can feel the stillness, the calmness, the tranquility and the deep joy within. And these are all very wholesome spiritual mind states. And most of them are connected to the enlightenment factor. Because when you have sati, which is mindfulness, is the first enlightenment factor. Then when you are calm, peaceful, relaxed and silent, there is joy. Joy is pity, another enlightenment factor. Then there is clarity and you can start to understand many things. Then that faith becomes stronger. Then from there on, as she goes through life, she will understand many things. Because the moment she is mindful and heedful, she will start to understand how and why she suffered unnecessarily in the past. Because of her own self-delusion, because of the evil roots. These are the things she will see in her own form and mind. In the midst of life, as she cultivates the daily mindfulness, because in the past, Christina went through a lot of very difficult life experiences and situation or circumstances. She went through life miserably. She confronted many of the First Noble Truth reality. Many of you may not know that. But those who know her, especially her classmate, they realized that she has changed so much. I spoke to two of them who came after she encouraged them to attend my Dhamma classes. They said, "Oh, she has become so different ever since. That's why many rather remarkable things do happen to her." This sharing is to give you all faith. If you really have the faith, which is the spiritual faculty, then you will strive on with heedfulness to develop the understanding. You just relax and follow the instruction, especially today's meditation summary and instruction. Then you will be beautiful. I also don't know why, but the condition just arises. Then they just manifest. Today's sharing, you can get someone to do it up or do up the transcript. Maybe not the whole talk. The first part is good enough. It is going to help many people because the whole of meditation was so clearly summarized within. These are the essential pointers. If you understand them and have faith to develop the spiritual faculties accordingly, your meditation will become very different. You will progress very fast. Because with this understanding, meditation will be like very easy and very simple. And just like Christina's case, previously she was full of suffering because she was very heedless earlier on. Then how come she can just turn around like that? She is not a girl who meditates a lot because of her life situation. She only listened attentively to the Dhamma sharing and the recording. But because of her faith, she starts to realize how Dhamma has given her the opportunity to make a big difference to her own life. And she saw how it had changed her subsequently, how it brings about positive condition for positive karma to ripen, and how all these positive mind states can give rise to positive condition to change her life for the better. We are following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and purify her mind. And there was so much joy after that. A person with so much suffering, depression, sorrow and lamentation, fear, worry, anxiety and insecurity can just turn around and become so beautiful, so loving, so understanding, so full of joy and love within such a short time. This is not because she is very special or she has her good past and good cultivation. No. It was because she has this strong determination to bring about a change for the better to her own life. Not only to her own life, later on to many others too. When they have faith and when they are touched by the Dhamma, all these are possible. And I can tell you, many of our Kayamita has benefited from the Dhamma sharing and changed in a very great way for the better. And some of them have progressed very beautifully. That's why be patient and have faith. Your turn will come, and every one of you is unique and special. Do not underestimate who you are, what you are, what your past has for you. When conditions arise and manifest, you can never believe what will happen, and you will be amazed at how fast it can happen. Wait till our next transcript book, the final summary of the Satipatthana Sutta, come out, and it will be even more amazing. I share a lot of other things apart from the Satipatthana Sutta inside the transcript book because they were conditioned at that time to share them. So do read through them when the book is out. Now the book is already out quite a while. Huh? I don't know how many of you have read. Oh, that will bring me to this, which I almost forgot. There is a new transcript book with the title Emptiness, which has been printed about a month ago when Brother Suyan and Mifeng were in the States. Now that they are back, so today you can have them. It's printed for free distribution by Kayanamita Fund. You can collect them on your way out if you want to. And do read through it because it is a very good book. You will understand very clearly the very important and rather penetrative teaching of the Buddha and those of the Heart Sutra's expression on emptiness. Many other related essential teachings are also explained inside there. You can go through them. The three types of seeing and the three levels of seeing are all described. It even explains to you clearly the empty nature of existence and the unreality of life, plus the three periods of time consisting of past, present and future. Of these three, which is a reality? Then it also gives a lot of analogy and explanation as to how to develop this penetrative understanding to insight into the three universal characteristics of nature, thereby enabling one to realize true emptiness. So if you have the faith, you can spend some time slowly reading through this book. The content is already so beautiful. It even explains to you what constitute the four ultimate dhammas. The four ultimate dhamma of nature. Then what is anatta and self-delusion? Then it quotes to you Anisutta. This is a very important sutta. Then the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta. These two sutta, you read through them mindfully, it can awaken you. It can make you understand a lot of things. Then we have the three stages of seeing, which are mundane seeing, direct seeing, and transcendental seeing. Then the three phases of Dhamma, Pariyatti, Patipatti, and Pativeda. Then there is a topic on understanding life, followed by question and answer. There are many other important Dhammas too. So this is a very good book. It can help you develop a lot of understanding to complement the green book. In the green book, I only stress mainly on the understanding of who you are and what you are. That is already very important. And the penetrative teaching to understand who you are, what you are, and how to apply them are all there. So these two books, they complement each other, the green and the purple. So remember to collect a copy if you don't have. If you want to give it to your friend who have affinity, and if they really sincere and wants it, you can do so too. Then before I forget, we should all thank those Kayamita who have brought about the causes and conditions for this book to be printed, especially those who have contributed a lot of their time and service towards getting this book done up. All these are conditions for this Dhamma book to be printed for free distribution, and all Kayamitas should rejoice with the wholesomeness, because our Kayamita Fund has sponsored the printing cost of this book. Hence, you are all part of the wholesomeness. We printed a total of 800 copies at a cost of 1,100, and the bulk of it, Pamasuri and family, had donated back the reimbursable sum to our Kayamita Fund. We should all rejoice with this wholesomeness. You can rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. This book, if I'm not wrong, Sister Padmasuri did the initial draft transcript for me to edit. That's why she was full of joy when she completed that draft transcript. After that clang talk on emptiness, she kept having that type of joy, and that was the reason why she approached me and requested, "Bratio, can I do the transcript for that talk?" I said, "Sadhu, and please go ahead." That's why she did it. And because of that, everything just fall into place and the book turned out so beautifully. This one, the English is better, rest assured. No more of those expressions like understand or not, isn't it, and can you follow or not. All this colloquial English has been done away with. For this improvement, we should thank Sister Chui for her major role in getting this done. So we should rejoice, sadhu, and thank her. We should also sadhu to all, because Kayamita funds also donated towards the printing of this book. These are wholesomeness that can bring forth causes and conditions for you all to progress along the path of Dhamma. Because in the preface and the introduction, I have helped you all make the aspiration already. So they are all there. You only need to have the faith and rejoice. Then you will become part of the Kayamita group that had helped in the production of this transcript book. That's why the Kayamita Force is very unique. And because of the Kayamita Fund, you all will move very fast without you all knowing it. That's why a lot of these conditions and possibility, if you don't understand, it cannot come about. But because my nature understand, that's why in the very beginning when I started all this, I already had these Kayamita Funds in mind. And I had set them in place to help you all. That was the reason why whenever people want to make offering or donation, I will say to them, no need. We don't need money. And if you want, you can donate to the Kayamita Fund. Because only our Kayamita Fund can do all this wholesomeness that I have planned for them. Like all this whiteboard and our Dhamma sharing writing material, etc. Only Kayanamita fund can buy them. Even if you have money, you also cannot buy them. Then all this transcript book, the printing of Dhamma notes, the other Dhamma sharing materials are all donated by Kayanamita fund alone. Then we also do a lot of other wholesomeness on your behalf throughout the year. We donate to WAVE because they help donors perform a lot of katina and wholesomeness all over the world. And we also donate towards the printing of Dhamma book from WAVE for free distribution. And this book has helped benefited many people. We also donate to many other temples, WAVE places and organizations that carry out various other wholesomeness activity like Tsuchi, Four Kwang San, Anandagiri, Hermitage, Wat Na Long, Cameron Highland, Sampo Temple, etc. Whenever there are conditions, we also donate to our own annual retreat fund, Achalo's annual retreat fund, and other spiritual trips common fund. They may go to various spiritual places like Puthosan, Ermesan, Uthaisan, Chihuasan, the Four Holy Sites of India, and many other spiritual places. Whenever there are conditions, we will donate and make offering, even to the Kampa Center, Mangala Lodge of Brother Ko Lai Huat and his wife, Madam Bay. And to Sumeru's Way Place of Klang, we also offer to them some of our chanting and transcript book. So these are all very wholesome. Then together with our Kayanamita's faith and cultivation, I can tell you, you all will receive a lot of wholesomeness and blessing. And then if you all know how to invoke the power of merits and wholesomeness, you all will become very different, like your life is very blessed. Oh, we still got time. Also, every of our Tuesday, Thursday and Sunday classes, including our Klang Talk and whatever Dhamma session of ours, like our monthly house Dana gathering, etc. When you come and listen and partake in any of this activity, the wholesomeness that arises is beyond your imagination. Very few people can understand. If you have the spiritual faculty or sadha or faith, and you can listen attentively with a silent mind and faith, you will benefit tremendously. That's what this meditation and understanding can bring about. It can really transform you radically to become a completely different person. You can become so beautiful, and you can also be of great blessing to many, not only to your own self, to your loved ones, but also to all of humanity. And when the individual change, it will touch the rest. You don't need a big number to be changed. You only need 1 or 2% to have the understanding and change. Then the whole world will become different. So this is the beauty of having cultivated the true Dhamma. But all this will take time because it will evolve according to nature's condition. The Kayanamita force, the collective consciousness, has recently evolved very fast. Last year was already fast enough when my nature felt it coming last year. It has this understanding that the Dhamma will flourish within the Kayanamita that year onward. And really, it happened. Then after that, this year, 2015, when it all started, there were conditions for certain very strange things to arise, especially those seeking the Bodhisattva way. That's why our first sharing for this year, 2015 class, was a private one and not a formal one where it was open to all. It was only open to those who have the condition, those who wrote to me and those whom my nature feels has the condition. So they were all invited to attend that sharing on how to cultivate the Bodhisattva way and how to develop the four basic vows of a Bodhisattva on the 1st January 2015. Ever since then, all this just happened, all the teaching just come about. They are all very different. That's why they asked for Diamond Sutta and the Six Platform, Patriarch Platform Sutta to be taught. And all these teachings are for higher beings, the great beings, and the true cultivators of the way. They are not meant for ordinary beings. So all these conditions come about because there were conditions for them to arise, and my nature was full of joy because it can see and sense the sign which manifested in such a dramatic way. So much so that many Kayanamitas, they just move and they just become very different. That gives this nature of mine a lot of joy. That's why I'm not tired when I share all this. Even when I don't see progress, I'm also not unhappy. I will still share, but it's all up to you, not me, because your life. You have to decide how you want to live your life. If you are serious about life, this is the best window or condition to be in. That's why I always remind Kayamita, do not miss this window. This is the most beautiful window. If you miss this window, then like what is stated in all the opening statement or verses for commencing the sutta that we recite during the Heart Sutta and Diamond Sutta and the Six Patriarch Platform Sutta classes, then you will have to wait very long for the next window. Because this type of teachings is very rare. Even for 500 million aeons, you may not come across. But the moment you come across it, after you have heard it, seen it, and if you still don't determine to fathom it, then it's still your choice. That window you miss means you miss. It can be a long, long wait before you can have another opportunity or condition like this, like that again. Because the window is very unique and the sasana is not going to last too long. Maybe another 2,000 more years. That's it. Then how many times can you take rebirth during this balance of sasana to come back to our present civilization where the sasana is still around? Then the rest, not important, huh? I skip. Okay. So, wait for this book. Huh? You all make sure you read through it because this is a very, very important book. It will give you a lot of understanding. Okay, maybe I just finish off this part. We don't have much time left. Okay, I turn back to page 51 of the Diamond Sutta. All of the 10 classes of living being in the three realms are led to realize Nibbana without residue. Nibbana is a Sanskrit word which translates as perfect stillness. Actually, not perfect stillness. Actually, the Pali word meaning is like you cook your rice. When it's already fully cooked, is it the rice Nibbana? Means you came to fruition. The fruition of it. Taken across to extinction means have put the two obstacle of affliction and obstacle of what is known. That's why so zi zhang, fan nao zhang. It also means that the beings has transcended the two death. This two death is very important. The share section, birth and death. You know what is that or not? Share section is your segmented life, understand not? Means no more rebirth. Means this segment, the form and mind, you won't come anymore. Then the second part is the birth and death of your thought. The change, birth and death. There are four kinds of nirvana, because according to them, the four types of sainthood. Nirvana of the pure, clean self-nature, the self-nature is inherent in everyone. It is not subject to birth and death, and is not larger in sages or smaller in ordinary people. Then there is a nirvana with residue. By using the flame of wisdom on the fuel of affliction, the secondary bond of delusion are severed, but the basic bond of the body remain. The body which remain is subject to the share section birth and death. That is to say, to be Nibbana with residue. Nibbana without residue, when affliction and the residue of share section birth and death are extinguished, the multitude of share suffering is eternally still. There is no further residue. Nibbana of no dwelling, here wisdom and compassion are mutually interactive. Those who have attained the nirvana of no dwelling, continue to cross living being over, but are themselves not subject to birth and death. The nirvana without residue mentioned in the text include later two of the four kinds of nirvana. Okay. Although Bodhisattva take numberless beings to extinction, there are actually no living being taken across. That is the manifestation of the perfect substance and the great function of prajna. The substance of real mark is without the slightest inequality. As is said later in the sutta, the Dhamma is level and equal with no high and low. The function of contemplative prajna originally is without a mark. As the text later say, those who have relinquished all marks are called Buddhas. If a bodhisattva crosses living being over and yet attached to a self who takes them across, the four marks are not yet empty, and the false mind is not yet subdued. Such a person turns his back on prajna and becomes involved in the four marks that unite to form a self. The mark of self is the root of all marks. If one can turn the illusion of self around, then he can take living being across to nirvana. He can separate himself from the four marks, subdue his mind, and thereby become a true bodhisattva. So these are all part of the cultivation. Eh? So we stop here. Okay? Oh, exactly 10:30. So today I didn't exceed. Eh? That one is slow 3 minutes. So exactly 10:30. Yeah? So today good timing. Eh? You got any question or? You got any question you can ask. Eh? Otherwise we can stop. Eh? Okay, no question. Eh? So we stop. Eh? Okay, we will do the sharing of merits, transfer of merits, then we end. Eh? Sharing of merits with the devas. Eh? Akka satta cha bhumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa chirang rakantu loka sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits, and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati sitiya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their health, well-being, and happiness. Transform merits to departed ones. Idang me nyatinang ho tu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang ho tu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang ho tu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives and those who can receive them, and may they all to be well and happy always. Okay, we will invoke the blessing for the nation. Devo vasatukalena sasa sampatihitu ca fito bhavatu loko ca raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government, the king, and the rulers be righteous. Okay, now you will make your aspiration. Ipmina punyang kamina mami bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya. By the grace of this marriage that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish and the heedless, but only the wise and the enlightened, until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones.